USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
In today's speech to a conservative action group, President Donald Trump spoke about his recent summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, saying it didn't go that badly.
We made a lot of progress, and we'll continue to make progress, and I really think what we're doing there is very important. But we actually had a walk, but I think we had a very good meeting. In fact, when I came home, they put out a statement that actually they were willing to do much less on the sanction front.
Trump spoke at CPAC for more than 2 hours. Independent Senator from Vermont and 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders held his first rally at Brooklyn College, where he touched on climate change.
Climate change is not a hoax, but it is an existential threat to our country and the entire planet.
Sanders pledged to fight for economic, social, racial, and environmental justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump says he's been in a difficult position in the Otto Warmbier death. He says while having to negotiate with North Korea, he also loves Warmbier and his family. Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney is still critical of the president for not blaming the North Korean leader for Warmbier's ultimate death.
If I were president, I would be informed about what was happening, and it's hard for me to believe that he did not know. But in any event, the negotiations are going forward. I believe in negotiations, and I hope we can resolve and have a nuclear-free peninsula.
Trump says, of course, he believes North Korea is responsible for Warmbier's mistreatment and ultimate death. A newly released video shows an altercation between San Francisco Giants CEO Larry Bird and his wife that ends with her on the ground screaming for help. The video, published by TMZ, was recorded by a bystander in a public park on Friday. Major League Baseball issued a statement saying it was looking into the incident. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A crash test dummy is heading to the International Space Station. More from USA's Wendy King.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff.
SpaceX is getting ready to fly humans for the first time. The company's new Crew Dragon capsule has had a successful launch from Cape Canaveral. This test flight is a prelude to being able to fly NASA astronauts to the International Space Station, hopefully this summer. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
The chairman of the House Oversight Committee issued a warning Friday to the White House counsel demanding that the White House turn over documents and comply with interviews related to how the White House handled security clearances of some of the president's closest advisors. The New York Times reported Thursday that the president personally intervened to secure his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, a security clearance, despite concerns from career officials. Senator Richard Blumenthal told CNN changes are needed to be made on how clearances are issued.
6-8 months ago, asking first that his security clearance be reviewed, then I wrote with colleagues asking that it be suspended because of his conversations with Russian agents, his secret conversations with Sergei Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, his effort to establish a back channel to Russia, and his conversations with a Russian banker, Sergei Gorkov.
The president had previously denied he personally intervened. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.